Welcome to day 200. We are up to Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah of the seventh Perek. And before we begin, I just want to wish everyone a tremendous Kol HaKavod, Shkoyach, Mazel Tov. 400 Mishnayos is a big deal. I know we generally measure by Prakim or Mesechtas or Sedarim, but 400 really is quite a lot. So Kol HaKavod to everyone who's been learning along, whether regularly or on and off. It's really a big deal. And the greatest thing that we can do when we accomplish something in learning is to continue Vaiters to go on even stronger. So Mishnah Aleph is going to continue on the topic of a Zar Sha'achal Truma. A non-Kohen who ate Truma. Previously we discussed a non-Kohen who ate Truma unintentionally, accidentally. Now we're going to learn about a non-Kohen who ate Truma intentionally. It says the Mishnah, Ha'ochel Truma Mezid, one who eats Truma intentionally. As an aside, by the way, it's someone who ate Truma intentionally but without proper warning. We know that if you have the proper warning, we generally treat that person like he had violated any other law, any other negative commandment in the Torah, and you'd get Malkus, you'd get lashes, and then there wouldn't also be monetary restitution. We're talking about here someone who was not warned properly, but still who ate it intentionally. Says the Mishnah, Mishalim es hakeren, you have to pay back the principal, the value of that which you ate to the Kohen. Ve'eno mishalim es hachomesh, but you do not pay back the fifth. Why not? Because the Torah said, when the Torah outlined the keren v'chomesh, the principal and the fifth, that was specifically talking about one who ate truma accidentally or unintentionally, but it's not for someone who ate it intentionally. The Rambam explains why. He says, "Ki avono gadol min so v'lo yischaper b'tashlumin," because his weight is the sin is too heavy. It's too heavy a weight to bear, and you cannot simply be forgiven with it. You can't rectify it by paying a little bit extra. You did it intentionally. You can't just get forgiven and make right by paying a little bit more. So the Torah only outlines the keren v'chomesh specifically for someone who eats it unintentionally, but not for one who eats it intentionally. And if that's true, by the way, that means the status of that which you're paying back to the Kohen is not Truma. And we're going to see that in a moment. It's not because the Torah tells you to pay back. It's simply because you took something from the Kohen. So Midin Gezela, you have to simply pay back the Kohen. It's Midin Mamonos. It's Midin, you owe him money because you stole it. And that's what exactly what the Mishnah is going to say. Hatashlum and Chulin, that which you pay back, does not have the status of Truma. It has the status of Chulin. Unlike if one eats Truma unintentionally. When you pay back the Karen and Chomesh, when you ate it unintentionally, and the Kohen gets it, it does have the status of Truma. It takes on the status of Kedusha, of holiness. Not in this case. In this case, you can't pay back. You can't make it right. The Torah was only talking about making it right by unintentional, but when it's eaten unintentionally. So here, when you pay back the Kohen because you owe him money, it doesn't take on the status of Truma. And Imratza Kohen Limchol Mochel, if the Kohen wants to forgive it and say, you know what, you don't have to pay me back, don't worry about it, keep it, he's allowed to. Again, unlike one who ate Truma unintentionally. There we said the Kohen is not allowed to forgive it because it's the Torah itself that says you have to pay it back because it has Kedusha, it has the status of Truma, that which you're giving to the Kohen. So the Kohen can't forgive that. But in this case, it's simply money owed to a Kohen. It doesn't have the status of Truma. The Torah does not say you have to pay it back, and therefore the Kohen is allowed to be mochelet. That is Mishnah Aleph. Now Mishnah Beis. A Bas Kohen, Shenises Liyisrael. A Bas Kohen is a woman who is the daughter of a Kohen. The halacha is that she's allowed to eat Truma just like her father, meaning she has the status of a Kohen, so to say, so long as she's living in her parents' house. Once she gets married to a Yisrael, she takes on the status, that status, which is that of a Yisrael, not of a Kohen anymore, and she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. So once she marries a Yisrael and is no longer allowed to eat Truma, v'achar kach achla truma, and afterwards she ate truma, we're going to assume unintentionally. So then, mishalemes zakeren, she has to pay back the karen, the principal, like always, but the eino mishalemes zachomesh, but she does not have to pay back the fifth, even though normally if one eats truma, who's not allowed to eat truma, if she eats it unintentionally, she would have to pay back the fifth as well. In this case, you don't have to. Why not? Because the Torah specifically says that the one who has to pay back the fifth when it's eaten unintentionally is a zar or a zara, a non-Kohen or a non-Kohenis, and that specifically means almost a zar is a stranger. So in this case, in general, that means anyone who really is a stranger to Kahuna, someone who is never a Kohen. But in this case, she was a Kohen, she was a Bas Kohen, and not only was she previously a Bas Kohen, and therefore she was allowed to eat Truma, but she also could eat Truma again in the future. If her husband were to die, or if they were to get divorced and they didn't have children, then she would return to the status of her father, and she'd be allowed to eat Truma again. So even though right now she's married to Yisrael, she's not a stranger to Kahuna, and therefore the halacha of paying back a fifth would not apply. And similarly, if she were to commit adultery while she's married to the Yisrael, her punishment would be the death penalty through Srefa, which is specific, special for a Bas Kohen who commits adultery. A regular Bas Yisrael who commits adultery, the death penalty would be through Chenek. So even though right now she's married to a Yisrael and she is no longer has the status of a Kohen that would allow her to eat Truma, still she's treated like a Kohen. She retains some of that holiness of a Kohen, and therefore she would still, the death penalty would still be through Srefa, Gufa as if she were, not as if, because she was originally a Bas Kohen, she still retains some of that Kedusha. But what if she doesn't marry a Bas Yisrael, but she marries someone who she's not allowed to marry at all? So, Niseis le'echad mikol ha'psulin, if she marries someone, if the Bas Kohen marries someone who she's not allowed to marry, Chalal or Mamzer, I'm happy to explain what those are, but if she married someone who she's not allowed to marry, so the halacha is, at that point, she forfeits all future kahuna as well. At that point, if she married someone she's not allowed to, even if the husband dies, or even if they get divorced and they don't have children, she can never return to eating truma because she's forfeited that right. And in that case, this opinion says, Mishalemes Sakaren V'chomesh, at that point, she's a totally Abbas Yisrael. She totally loses the status of kahuna entirely. And therefore, if she were to eat truma unintentionally, she'd have to pay back the Karen and Chomesh, just like a regular Zara, Umisa Saba Chenek, and if she committed adultery, her death penalty would be through Chenek, just like a regular Abbas Yisrael. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion that says that because she'll never return to being a Bas Kohen, therefore, she'd totally loses that status, and she's just like a Bas Yisrael. But the Chum disagree. The Chumim Omrim, and we pass him like the Chumim, they say, Zo Mishalmos is a Karen Ve'in Mishalmos Sechomesh. No, in either case, whether she's married to a Bas Yisrael or whether she's married to someone who she's puzzled to, either way, she still pays back the Karen and not the Chomesh, because even though she's never going to become a Bas Kohen again, she started as a Bas Kohen. And a Zara, according to the Chumim, the Zara is someone who is totally a stranger to Kahuna. Not only will she never return to being a Kohenis, but she never was a Kohenis to begin with. Totally a Zara. That's the person who has to pay the Karen B'chomesh. But in this case, even though she's never going to return to being a Bas Kohen, she used to be a Bas Kohen, and that's enough to not be considered a stranger. She still has some status, she's not a total stranger. That's the best way to say it. She's not a total stranger to Kahuna, and therefore she will always only pay Karen and not the Chomesh. And Umisasan B'Sreifa, if she were to commit adultery, she would get this special Kohen death penalty of Sreifa and not Chenek, because again, she used to be a Bas Kohen, and that's good enough to not consider her a stranger, a Zara to Kahuna. That is Mishnah Beis. We'll continue the Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.